Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, a tragedy happened this week. An APD officer acted completely insane, completely unprofessional. He did this back in November. We learned about it this week, okay? Let me play some of the clip broke by Taisha Fernandez of Channel 2.
People, I don't care what he do.
Surveillance video from a MARTA bus caught an Atlanta police officer you see there berating the bus driver. He says that she merged into his lane. He's now under investigation for his conduct. And Channel 2's Taisha Fernandez is live in Northwest Atlanta. Police say this officer will not be facing any charges, though, Taisha.
Tribute to this officer is not facing any charges because police say he did not do anything criminal. Let me show you where this all happened. It was the intersection of North Avenue and Techwood Drive, and this bus driver is questioning if this officer should be a police officer because she says he can't control his anger.
His movements were like he was losing it, and I couldn't believe what I heard. I was called names.
This MARTA bus driver said she was stunned when she saw a uniformed Atlanta police officer acting this way in the middle of North Avenue in Northwest Atlanta. She said she didn't know what this off-duty officer was going to do next.
He went into his car, and where I'm from, you get a gun, you're going to either want to use it. I thought he was going to light me up.
MARTA surveillance cameras recorded this video on November 23rd from several different angles. The driver says the officer got upset when she merged into his lane.
They had closed my lane, so all the traffic was moving over.
The video shows how the officer went around the bus in his black personal car. He pulled in front of the bus, jumped out, and used a lot of profanity we can't broadcast on television.
My company tells me when you wear this uniform, you're representing us. And whether you're in the grocery store after work, you're representing MARTA. He's representing Atlanta Police.
And police officials investigated this incident right away. They said the officer was immediately relieved of duty and continues to be on administrative assignment with no law enforcement duties. We found the officer to be in violation of our policies regarding appropriate conduct, and he is awaiting disciplinary action.
Okay. All right. So in the studio, I have Rosemarie Holliday, who is the MARTA bus driver, who was a victim of that cop. Rosemarie, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for being here, and thank you for wearing the MARTA uniform honorably.
Thank you.
Also, Taisha Fernandez of Channel 2, our dear sister, journalist, no stranger.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for bringing this story to us.
You know, when I first heard about it, Rashad, and she first came to me and told me what happened, I was like, maybe she's exaggerating. You know, we'll see what the video shows. Mm-hmm. And I was also concerned that she was never going to get the video because I've had incidents, mm-hmm. not necessarily with MARTA, but with entities where video that like that disappears. So she finally got the video. You know, she made sure it was okay to talk about it with her union, which I also thought was important because I didn't want the sister to lose her job telling her story. And when I finally got that video, I just really couldn't believe what I saw and what I heard and what I couldn't even play for you because it was too much.
We're going to get into the wording because I think it's very important to understand exactly what this cop said and what he did. Jamie, let's go ahead and post the video on the Real Talk with Rashad Richie page so everybody can see that. We're going to post the actual story from Channel 2, which includes the video, on the Real Talk with Rashad Richie page. Make sure you join that page if you're not a member. Our big homie Marcus Coleman is here as well, founder of Save Ourselves. He's on the case also. Your thoughts, man?
Here we go again. you know, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
We get examples of what we know to be police terrorism. Luckily, despite the trauma that this has caused, and I know the sister will speak about this a little later, we have an opportunity here to prevent someone from possibly being physically injured or losing their life. And so that's why I got on board, and we'll talk further.
Absolutely. Rosemarie Holiday, how long have you been with MARTA?
This month was 3.5 years.
3.5 years. Okay. Tell us what happened that day.
Well, like I said, you know, Atlanta's doing a lot of construction, building up Vine City and everything. And, you know, the lane was closed, and I merged. I seen the other cars in front of me merge, so I put on my signal. And I looked in my mirror, and there was no one on the left side of me. And then as I was moving over, I heard all this horn, like a crazy person blowing a horn. And then I seen the car go around the bus. And
this was a black SUV, not a marked vehicle.
It was a Subaru.
Subaru, okay.
And what shocked me the most is when the Subaru got in front of me, I seen someone jump out. And I said, first I said, oh, I think I'm in trouble. But I didn't understand at first. I seen the uniformed cop. And I thought I was going to get a ticket. I'm still not sure what I did wrong, but when I seen this man, all I could do, I was such shocked. I just said, yo. And he just, it was so shocking. I was scared. I was just stunned. So were the passengers.
How many passengers did you have on your bus?
I had about 15 passengers. They were going to work, you know. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, he called me a stupid F&B.
He called you a stupid F&B.
He said, I don't care if you work for MARTA.
Now, at this time, he has pulled his vehicle in front of yours. He has stopped his car.
Yes.
He has blocked you from proceeding further.
Absolutely.
He has jumped out of his car without his gun,
right,
said something to you, and then went in his car and got his gun.
Absolutely. When he went in his vehicle, the first thing I said, he's going to give me a ticket.
You thought he was reaching for a ticket pad.
I thought he was going to give me a ticket.
He was going for his gun.
When he pulled his gun out, he didn't have the regular holsters that you have on your hip. He had one, a thigh holster. And he made sure that side of his thigh was facing us, and he clicked it in, and all the passengers panicked. They said, wow, oh, my God, he's got a gun. And I said, what is he going to do with that? And I just was sitting there with my mouth open, and there was another co-worker coming in the opposite direction. He was adjacent to me. Our windows were meeting, and he put up his finger to his lips and went, like, don't say anything. Don't say. And I nodded my head like I won't, because we were frightened. You know, we was scared to death. We didn't know what his next move was. It was almost like when, and then he came back towards the bus, and it's like, it's almost like he said, say one more word. You know, say one more word. And we wouldn't. You know, I was just shocked and scared, you know.
We got more on the other side. We want to talk about what happened when he approached the bus, your feelings. I'm sure passengers expressed sentiment to you as well. We want to know about that. And what should happen to this cop? According to a statement from APD, he absolutely violated policy. An investigation was launched immediately. He has been removed from cop duties. He's on administrative duties where he's not connected to anybody on the streets. But why? Why? If you would have done that, you would be fired.
No question.
You know, we have badge numbers, and if we have a complaint, people can ask for our badge number. I asked that man for his badge number.
What did he say?
He gave me his finger and said, F you, jumped in his car and took off like a common criminal.
Wow. We got more on the other side. I'm in the studio with Rosemarie Holiday, the MARTA bus driver who was accosted by an Atlanta police officer. Now, I know I'm supposed to say allegedly accosted. That's bull. It's on the video, okay? Also in the studio, Taisha Fernandez, who broke this story and brought it to us from Channel 2, and Marcus Coleman, civil rights leader, advocate, activist, founder of Save Ourselves in the Building. We got more on the other side. Stick and stay. The Rashad Richard Morning Show. What's happening? Welcome back. In the studio, Rosemarie Holiday, MARTA bus driver, who is now at the center of this chaos from a cop, an Atlanta police officer. he decided that he would jump out of his car, grab his weapon, call her the B word, and some other things. Also in the studio, Tasia Fernandez, who broke this story on Channel 2. Thank you for remaining with us.
Yes.
And Marcus Coleman, founder of Save Ourselves. Thank you too, sir.
Yes, sir.
Back to Rosemarie Holliday. Before I ask you about what happened when he approached the bus, you have a family. You are a mother.
Yes.
What are your children saying?
I'm a mother of five and a grandmother of nine.
Wow.
And the very first person I showed the video to was my daughter, who was a warrant officer in the U.S. Army.
Wow.
Probably one of the bravest children I have. And when we were watching the video in her office, she started to cry. And I said, "Baby, why are you crying?" She said, "Mommy, the way he looked, he could have killed you." To see her cry was just, I said, this goes deeper than affecting me.
Yeah.
It affects my children. My son, okay, I have two sons. I have one good, one hood. and I'm going to tell you.
But watch that hood. We're going to come back right, though.
My son, he has three little girls now. He's changed his life, but he got a gorilla in a cage.
Yeah.
And that cage was rattling.
You had to calm him down.
He lives back home. Very he wanted to come here, and I had to say, no, son.
Right.
And see, this is what I mean. You know.
I think sometimes when cops violate policy, they decide to disrespect citizens in such a manner, they forget that these people, you're connected to a family. You're connected to a broader community. You're connected to a broader context of societal reality. And they don't just deal with you. They're dealing with an entire background of people.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel today? What happened when the cop came directly to the bus? What did he say?
He called me a stupid F&B.
A stupid F&B.
And let me tell you, I got a background of not so good relationships. I got the domestic violence issues like that. I'm talking about affect me and my children.
I'm sure it brought up
for
all
years,
of that.
It really brought it up, this name calling.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my throat cut.
Wow.
I've been really abused. And to see this man calling me those names and pulling guns, and it brought me back. I had nightmares. Who did I have those nightmares? You know, he weren't in the nightmares, but things was just my mind. You know, it just brought me back to a place I had been out of for so long. You know, or been working on trying to move on with my life, and it just went right back.
What did your passengers say to you?
The passengers?
Yeah,
they were so concerned. There was a one man, he works in the federal building in Atlanta, and I seen him every day since this happened, and we've been talking, and he's such a nice man. He gave me his phone number yesterday, and he said if he need any help, that he'll be there for me. All the other passengers, I'm not mad at them. They had to go to work.
But he stayed. He filled out paperwork.
He stayed until he said, "You still need me?" And I said, "If you'd like to stay," and he did. And until it was time to go.
Yeah.
And he was a nice gentleman. I didn't even know his first name till yesterday when he wrote it down.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Rosemarie Holliday, I'm sorry this happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we demand accountability. And I'm personally calling for the firing of this cop. We know now his name is A. Swan. I'm working diligently to get his full name.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what cops don't need. To all of the cops who listen to my show, and I know it's a lot of you, and for the most part, I think if you listen to me, you're a great cop, okay? I love good cops. I love good cops. That's why I contribute money to the Benevolency Fund, et cetera. I love good cops. But it's cops like this that give good cops a very bad name. You should not want this guy to still be among your ranks as a representative, okay? Marcus, let me ask you, ma'am, what is the response from Save Ourselves and the coalition of organizations you're connected with?
Well, first of all, man, the plethora of cops that listen to you, I'm sure you have some that listen for surveillance purposes, so I wouldn't say all of them are good. Listen, man, with respect, I wanted the sister to get her story out. You know, a cocky, Caucasian male officer You have this African Asiatic black queen mother,
grandmother
that's a working sister for the city, right? Trying to make it. Once you see the video, the aggressive nature that this man displayed, not to mention the number of traffic violations that he engaged in from the start, improper lane change, and I believe going down a wrong direction, impeding traffic by stopping his civilian vehicle. Then the getting out in the F&Bs, I want to make sure we're clear on that, over and over again. Then this sister tries to identify him, which he legally is to do, and he decides to say F-U-B with the hand gesture and get in his car and basically leave the scene. I spoke with Chief Shields, Erica Shields, yesterday morning. She is traveling out of town, which is why we're not meeting with her now. There's a meeting set for 1 week from today, Brother Richie, at 2 p.m. You know, we went down this similar vein with Brother Ambassador Dr. Beasley, but where Dr. Beasley was able to get multiple calls from the mayor and the chief and city council and this sister here, we had to make the call. But to be fair, Chief Shields said yesterday that the officer's actions were deplorable. Yeah. You read the statement, but she said she welcomes the opportunity to be able to apologize to this sister. And we told her we want nothing more, nothing less than for him to be gone. And we want to discuss some other methods because there seems to be a pattern.
There's a disconnect, APD. Obviously. There's a real disconnect. I just received the officer's information. I'm going to go ahead and say it. According to my sources, the cop's name is Aaron Swan, A-A-R-O-N Swan, badge number 5626. So that, according to my sources, that is who did this to you.
Thank you.
Now, we got Taisha Fernandez here. I fully expect Channel 2 to be running this later today.
We'll definitely be running an update. You know, we're requesting his record to just see what else is in there, you know, to see if there's anything documented. We don't know anything about him at all. This is the first time I had heard of this officer before I saw the video. So, yes, we will definitely be looking into his background just to see what's there. And I think it's only right to say his name. You know, we said her name, and we were only able to say the letter of his name before because that's all we had, but we have his name.
All right, there it is. My sister, we stand with you. You have an entire community that supports you. We've seen the video. There is no ambiguity about what happened. And if you need us, let us know.
I just want to say thank you to all three of you. I mean, I can't believe how much help I'm getting from you. Mr. Coleman, we just met today, and you were moving things before I even met you. Taisha, oh, my God. Taisha, you did a great story, and I want to thank you. And I'm so happy to meet you.
Wow.
I'm starstruck by you.
Oh, I'm just a regular cat from Glenwood, that's all.
Lies, that's all lies.
Thank you so much, sis. Yep. I appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's it. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Bands on Zimmerman. I've been moving real gangster, so that's why she pick a Chris. Shawty call me Chris Cole, cause I pop my got it at the
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.